Mestre. Was war mein größter Liebhaber, welcher Sänger von Ihnen war natürlich, wo ich jetzt ein Stand zu antworten zu sein, aber nicht zu denen. Was soll ich haben? Anywhere we go, material things, people are trying to go to the moon planet. But wherever you go, you cannot be any very comfortable. The Bhagavad Gita says that Janma Vittu Jarabhyati Mukha Bhushana Dasa. In the ancient person, see that however comfortable I may be, I have to meet them. And the Bhagavad Gita is there, Mithu Sarva Harasa Aham. I am there. That means to take away. Whatever you create, it is there. And it is not possible. When we finish it, when we talk of this process, we know that. So if you, what does that mean? That means you become purified of this material body and you regain your spiritual yoga. Yoga Nimayam Shariram Chinmay. Ananda Chinmay Rasa. Oh no, this is my friend Sri Ramakrishna. I just called my wife and another day he said, Professor Ramudran, don't you see that fish with me?
Chinmay
is very big and wrong. And the Padmapura, the spread, length and breadth of Chinmay is very big. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair.
This is my wife.
Hi.
This is Mrs. Salman, an English friend of ours.
No, why are you sitting down?
Because I have a little problem in sitting on the floor, but she's on the...
Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm humbled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has taught therefore that Tiradhiti Sunikina Sarodhati Sayyasuna Omanina Manadena Kitaniya Sada. We can hear everyone is Pakka. Tanta Ravitanga Karvita. So, humble is very good qualification. And in the Bible also, he says, humble and meeting, read the kingdom of God. I think it's
inherit the earth.
The
meek shall inherit the earth.
So, this is because our papta condition on account of this body is illusion. Because I am not this body. Therefore, Brahma Bhuta, those who are self-realized, they are prasanna. Any condition of life, they are happy, joy.
So Gandhi, if Isha is everywhere, Isha Vastavirapasarva, then surely he is in the body also.
Yes.
So is the body not to be treated with a certain amount of care and even comfort? Because
that is
the vehicle for our spiritual
awareness. Yudha Arodhyas. But the thing is, people are trying to keep the body in over comfort. And the result is that we can be disease. We require. So the body is not to be neglected. Just like our system, our basic system, living on nature, you get grains, you get foods, you get meals, sufficient, nourishment, animal food. It simply takes for the tongue. You don't do that. Now these wires and those, well, it's me, by the last failure, they are giving everything, meeting, tea, pay, everything. They simply take and stop the saddam. They have forgotten everything. So, they have not died.
They look remarkably well, as a matter of fact.
They are now known in their country as the bright switch.
Right.
Yes.
Ujjwalamukha.
Yes, Ujjwalamukha. And one American lady, when she saw these boys are chanting on the street, she was surprised. She said that, are you American? She was surprised. One priest, and I was traveling from Los Angeles to Hawaii. One gentleman said, out of his own account, came to me and began to talk with me. And suddenly I see in the face of the student, how happy is it? He admitted. Another priest, Christian priest, in Boston, he issued a pamphlet that these boys and girls, they are our boys. But, you see, they have got this nice qualification, they are mad after God. But we could not give them. So it is a process. See, man makes after God is there, in everywhere, in every heart. But, because it is now common, we have to.
We'll have dinner later, of course. I thought you would want something to start with.
One glass of water will be
fine. It's okay, you know. We made a soup with sattvic bhojan at home, so there is no problem.
I am very glad to see original sattvic. Rajan.
Rajan Rishi to kya hai, lekin ye hai.
Yes. Your generation. Our sattvic, especially religious, express. In our religious and Brahmin and Shatra. Sundra Brahmana Punya Bhaktya Raja Sahasata. And Krishna says, Devam Parampara Pratam Imam Raja Sahasata. He is the Hamlaka Dubhaka. He has lost our Shatriya. He has lost our
Shatra Phal Nikira. Shatra Phal Nikira.
So, it is the Vedic civilization is lost. The Kshatriyas are considered to be the arts.
And also
the Brahmins, the head.
In the Upanishads, as you know, there are many cases in which the Brahmins had to go to the Kshatriyas for knowledge. You remember?
So this knowledge was being studied by the king, because it is the responsibility of the king to see that the citizens are happy in every all this time.
Shweta Ketu also went to the king to ask him. Your movement has spread with tremendous rapidity because it is genuine. And the sheep are very hungry.
I want to write Brahminism, Kshatriyism. Unless you do that, there cannot be any peace. Dharma. Dharma means the classification of. There are two kinds of dharma. One material dharma and one another spiritual dharma. Actually, dharma means spiritual. But Śrīla, he does not come to the standard platform of spiritual Brahma. We have to regulate our life in such a way that it will come ultimately to the spiritual platform. So that material dharma is that as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chātutpannam varnam maya sistam guna dharma
vibhuram karma vibhādeyo.
So the Brahmin dharma, the Kshatriya dharma, the Vaishya dharma and the Sudra dharma.
In the modern world, Swamiji, wouldn't you think that the same person has got to combine in himself the qualities traditionally ascribed to all the dharmas? For example, man must be, he must have the knowledge.
That is Krishna Bhakti.
He must have the integration of the gunas.
Integration of gunas. Sagunan avati paritan brahma bhuyayatam. That is transcendental position. He has to transcend all the three gunas. Which parijunna bhavati. Parijunna vishayatita. The very existence is dealing with the three kinds of guna, sattva, rajas, tamas, guna. And Arjuna was advised to come to the platform of nirvaira, nirguna,
chaturtha.
Chaturtha platform. That is possible by this Krishna consciousness. Krishna said, Mānsa bhavikārini bhakti yogena ja sevati sa gunāna samadhita dhītāna brahma bhūyā kalpa. So, two steps we address to realize the natural division of human society, the intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class, and the worker class. There is natural division. You cannot say that everywhere simply there is intelligent class. No. Because we are infected with the three kinds of the material modes. We cannot expect all men are on the same level. That's not possible. Someone is in the mode of goodness. Someone is on the mode of passion. Someone is in the mode of ignorance. And someone is in the mode of mixture. That is the natural division, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Those who are purely in goodness, that are. Next to that, Pasha, Kshatriya. And next to that, Vaishya, Mixta. And next to that, Shudra. And next to that, Janda.
But is it not necessary today for each person to have, for example, he's got to have his you have to have knowledge of the Brahma. You have to have the capacity to act.
Yes.
As a Kshatriya.
Yes.
You have to have the capacity for commerce and trade and nipunata.
Yes. That was
answer. Can't they all be combined in a single person rather than dividing them into four? At least in the present age.
No. That is not possible. Suppose if you are a Kshatriya, you are ruling, you cannot go to work in the street.
He's going to work in the office, which is equally hard, I can assure you. From morning till evening. I wish I could go to the field.
You cannot put a car with a horse. That's not possible. Of course, the communists, they are trying to do that, but they are not staying. I went to Moscow. They have got a worker class and they have got a manager class. All manager class. They cannot do that. Must be there someone, must be their manager. So, this division of the society, just like natural division, one can study by his own body. But his body has got four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. All of them are important in comparison. But the hand cannot do the work of the leg, like the leg can do the work of the head.
But they are all four in the same body. So
that is what is one.
That is Krishna.
Either you may be Brahmin, or either you may be Kshatriya. Either you may be Vaishya, Shudra, it doesn't matter. But you try to satisfy Krishna, that is your purpose. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atat Pungi Jiga Shrestha, Varna Asrama Vibhagat. Vibhag is accepted, Varna Asrama. Shanu Srikastha Dharmastha. Now everyone has got particular duty to perform. Sanshitri Parishodhanam. You remain Kshatriya, you remain Brahmin, you remain Shudra, doesn't matter. But try to satisfy Krishna by your attitude. That is what. That's what I wrote you. You remain a Kshatriya, you are the fighter, you are declining to fight, and Krishna says, what is this nonsense? You are declining to fight. No, I do not wish to kill my kinsman. That is what he accepted Krishna with that Krishna field. I am puzzled. I do not have yes. Kaptam Nadusa Apahata Sabhav.
Achyanta Dharma Sina.
Then Krishna talking, Bhagavad Gita. So he remained a Kshatriya. But Krishna, that is why Bhakta is using. So business is how to satisfy Krishna. It doesn't matter whether you are Kshatriya, Brahmin, Kshatriya, it doesn't matter.
But really Krishna is not unsatisfied. Krishna is fully satisfied already.
Krishna is satisfied because he is the Supreme. He does not require yourself to be satisfied. But if he is satisfied, then you become satisfied.
So we satisfy ourselves by...
That is the thing, yes. Just like his finger. Suppose, if this finger is not working, I have got another. But if this finger does not satisfy me, that means it is disease condition. It is not normal condition. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. That is wrong with you. So we are part of Krishna. If you do not satisfy Krishna, that means we are in disease condition. Unhealthy.
We are not fulfilling our true dharma.
If this finger does not satisfy my body, suppose I want to that's here. It's a finger thing. If it cannot do it, that means it is disease. So anyone who is not satisfying Krishna is disease condition. That is material condition. Janamastu jarabhati dukkha dosanu darsana. But material life means full of misery. And when misery comes, anyone is disease.
Is it possible, Swamiji, that Krishna may like to be satisfied through the material life?
Well, provided it is done for him, just like Arjuna, fighting if you can, just like now this fighting going on, that is material. But the same fighting done for Krishna is spiritual.
It is the attitude with which one
does. That is the definition of bhakti. Bhakti means Rishikena Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Rityam. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevan. That's good. Now to serve Krishna, Rishikesa, that requires qualification. Just like you are king. If somebody wants to study as your secretary, he wants a specific qualification. Not everything. Similarly, bhakti means to serve Krishna. So everyone can serve Krishna, provided he is qualified. And what is that qualification?
Love of Krishna.
Yeah, that qualification, love of Krishna is not easy. We have to reach that point after many processes. Exactly the same way. To become secretary of the president, personal assistant. It is not very easy. It requires some qualification. Similarly, to serve Krishna, it requires some qualification. And what is the qualification? Sadhupadhi vinir muktam tat varatena nirmalam. When we give up our designation, at the present moment, We are all designated. Have India, have Britain, have America, have Pakistan, have Hindustan. See, designation is happening. When you give up your decision, Sarva Pati Giri Mukta, that is Mukti. I am not India, I am not Krishna, I am not Pakistan, I am not Mukti. What you are?
Rupa, Shivo, Ham, Shivo.
What you are? I am servant of Krishna. Shivo Ham is the beginning. Shivo Ham, Ham Brahmasmi, that is the beginning, realize. Just like I am peace, I am India, I am peace. Then you have to think about, then what is my duty? This perception that I am Shiva, all Mangal, I am Shri soul, then what is my duty? Now I am working now with the body concept of life. I am India, I am Kashmiri, I am this, I am that. So, when I realize that I am neither Kashmir nor Indian nor this and not that, I am Shiva, the Mahatma. Oh, I am eternal servant of God, Krishna. So that is the source. Kamparatena Nirvalam. When you come to that understanding, Shiva understanding, Brahmasmi understanding, or eternal servant of God understanding, then your duty begins. That's the therefore, bhakti is not on the material platform. Bhakti is on the spiritual platform. Sadhanan samadhita itan brahma bhuyata. Brahma bhuta prasanna kāna sotati na bhāsa vi samasya visu bhūtesu padma sīva vati sara. So, the Krishna consciousness moment is purify everyone. This bodily concept of life. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. Therefore, it's like in our society there the body is from many religious sects, many countries. But there nobody in that concept of life. The purely thinking and servants of Krishna. And this is a spiritual platform. And so far, the material platform is concerned. Then, very young individuals, an intelligent class of them, say, administrative level, so it's like, not all, everyone is interested taking part in administration. Just as we, at least, myself, if you invite me to come to the administration, I'm not interested. Your interest is different. So, similarly, naturally, there is a division. The intelligent class of man, they like to study philosophy. They like to understand what is the actual goal of life, so many things. So, intelligent class of man should be engaged in that. This should not be dragged in other classes. And those who are inclined to take in part in politics, administration, that class also should be trained how to rule over the country, how to make satisfied the citizens. This is the gender. And in business, people are trained. Now, the party is also trained, people like who? One becomes friend or somebody. He has no training. How to administer? But simply like God, he occupies the big post. And that is his qualification. But he does not know how to rule over. How to make the people satisfied. Therefore, they are. Daily, everywhere, government is training. Daily, weekly. This government, that government, that government. Why? Because they are not trained. How to administer? Because that is equal. Tejas. What is the administration must be tejas? ईश्वरभाव दान युद्धि का पारायण वेरी फाइन एंड एडमिनिस्टर विद सिट डाउन एंड नाइस स्टोन एंड कॉमन मैन इज फर्स्ट कॉमन छत्ती अगे फर्स्ट That was you. He's in the front. The other side, Duryodhan is in the front. So the side of the left, oh, my master is there. Because there is no Kshatriya. The administration is under the Shudra. That's the condition. But you must be trained. As in business, he keeps training. Similarly, those who are going to take up the responsibility of administration, they should be trained. And who will train them? The Brahmin. The Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru. And those are government. They simply work under their tradition. These traditions is already there. Simply the training is not. Therefore they are clear.
There was a lot of chaos even in the old days when these divisions were there.
No, not so.
The ancient history is one long story of massacres and wars and turmoil.
Bad fighting is going on even in the family. You leave with your husband and wife also there is something bad. That is not taking into account. That is major war in the history of the war. Because India, our Bharat was the main soul war. Now it is cut into pieces. Just like 20 years ago, Pakistan is cut. This planet is called Bharat. Formerly it was known as Ilavati Valley. Later on, after the ruling of Maharaj Bharat, after his name, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. And after the Maharaj dynasty, there is one ruling all over the world. One king in this Hastina. Then gradually, why? The culture was lost. The baby culture was lost. After Maharaj Parikshit, the baby culture was set in fact. That's why Maharaj Parikshit was going on tour on Western countries. He saw one black man was trying to kill one cow. Immediately to his house, worry. You're killing cow in my kingdom. So that culture you have lost. Immediately he began, I'm going to swear to kill. So, a king should be protected to all living entities. And king's duty is state duty. Everyone should have living right. All the animals should be killed. They are also Praja. Is it not duty of the king to be protected? And that was being done after the Maharaj Parikshit. Therefore there was one king. When they deteriorated, gradually, fast. Just like, what is this Pakistan problem? Pakistan, Mohammedan, they do not come from Mohammedan country. They are all men, Hindus, Mohammedan. But we could not keep the culture. Since they could stop there, Mani Pasa Vipa Sita Jiji Shu Papa Jun, Siya Sutta Tata Vishta, Sri Janti Parangati. Another in this one Bhagavad, Kira Tahunam the Pulim the Pukkatar, Hira Samma Javana Kasar, Janne Shu Papa. Siddhanti. What is this story? We did not preach this Krishna consciousness moment. Therefore we created all these things. So, what duty is Krishna says, Mani Pasa Vipa Sita Jiji Shu Papa Jun. Even though I was born in Baba Jyoti, he can come to me. That is not the duty of those who are elevated as Brahman and Satya to keep the standard. Even though one is born in Baba Jyoti, he should be educated to become Vishnu. And that is not true. So simply hate it. Now, once, during Mahavidyan period, the Mahavidyan will take some water from the Padma and put in this way. Sprinkle of it. Ah, yes, it is. You guys in that? You guys stated in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Now, whatever you tell is done. Now, if you want to unite the whole world, again, under one banner, then this Krishna consciousness has more might to do all this.
Should we want to unite the world or should we want to unite ourselves with Krishna?
Huh?
Should we not rather want to unite ourselves with Krishna rather than to unite the world?
Let's do our unite with Krishna, you can teach the world, so we can unite.
Baba, should one teach the world to become united?
So, you become really happy. You become really happy.
The first thing is to get Krishna. The world can then be looked after later.
No, right like that. That's why, what is that look after? Tell me, what is it particular way you want to look after?
Well, I mean, Krishna first, I don't think quite actually. So what is the first priority? First priority is the first consciousness.
What do you mean by this first priority? That I want to know about you.
No, well, you were talking, Ramji, about the unification of the world.
Yes. The world is going on.
Well,
we simply say that you get to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And you'll be happy. And in this life, and in the next life. So, you are going on in this way. In this way means, either out of the four classes, you may name in a different way. I say Brahmin class, you say intelligent class. But you admit that in the world there is an intelligent class on that.
Yes, but they can also work.
Brain is the intelligent part of this body. So unless the brain works, nobody can.
Everybody has a brain.
Also. And therefore, the intelligent class means the brain of the society. They must work. Otherwise, how others will work? Working is compulsory for everyone.
They can fight us.
But the brain says that there is an enemy. So I am injured. Brain gives you a chance that he has an enemy coming. And he stretches his hand. Then he jumps in. And the baby supplies food and water. And he says, put your carrot. But there must be systematic division of the work. Everyone should work. The brain will work, the hand will work, the belly will work, the leg will work. But the direction should be from the brain. Therefore, first of all, duty is there must be an intelligent class of this. Then the other direction is followed. The duty of the intelligent class of man is taken by the fully rational, then how this work will go? That is from the knowledge. That we should pick up the intelligent class of man of the world and go with it. And let the administrative class. And let the productive class. So, intelligent class means one is Krishna consciousness. He is the master. So then what was Gita to say? Devanam jatmanam vijnanavan maam prapadrati. Is it not? So jnanavan means the first class intelligent class. So after many births, when one becomes actually wise, then what is the symptom? Maam prapadrati. Immediately tell that to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvaniti, Sahatma Sudhulava. That is the high perfection of intelligence. To be conscious about it. And then he will give direction to the administration. The basic thing would be that without being Krishna consciousness, you cannot work properly. Jayinam asbhuvam isharam navadanti avajananti thanat vrsta patantadha. Thanat vrsta patantadha. Because we neglect him. Krishna. Therefore, Brahmi, Kshatriya, they have fallen down. Brahmi, Kshatriya, Kshatriya, everyone. Thanat vrsta patantadha.
When you become Krishna conscious, is it not a state of ecstasy?
Why ecstasy? That is a misconception. It is a material ecstasy. That ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy, is very, very above all these things. First, Krishna consciousness is the example of Arjuna. Arjuna designed it not to fight. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, when he became Krishna consciousness, he stopped. It is Krishna consciousness. To act
an interesting thing struck me the other day, Swami, about the Bhagavad Gita. That whether Arjuna would have fought or not, the war would nevertheless have taken place.
Hmm?
I don't know, whether Arjuna fought or not, the war would nevertheless have taken place because both the armies were there, the conscience had been sounded. So Arjuna's decision was not whether there should be war or whether there should not be war.
That
Arjuna's decision was only whether he should fight or he should not fight.
Yes, that.
But the more difficult decision is whether they should be war or whether they should not be. So when Arjuna only came into a Rama to consider it, only at the time when everything had already been decided,
that
the armies had been drawn.
That everything was done by Krishna
when he went as a dhoot. That to my mind is even the more important aspect of this whole story.
Because it has, therefore, everything was done by him and Arjuna declined to fight. Therefore, Krishna pardoned the police. It is foolishness. Therefore, he taught him Bhagavad Gita. And when he comes to Krishna consciousness, he took up the opportunity. He said, then, the Arjuna will fight and don't fight. This will not go back home. That is already settled. Move the master of Bhagavad Gita. So, this plan was made by Krishna. And there was no other alternative.
So Arjuna was very lucky to have Krishna there to tell him what the plan was.
Hmm? Yes.
Arjuna.
So everyone can become like Arjuna if he becomes Krishna. I was telling your book.
My book? Where did you see my book from, sir? This one? Oh, yeah, where did you get this? This is just one little lecture.
Yes,
really? In fact, you must have found me to sign your books. I've got all your books.
So, some of the points.
That a restatement of Hinduism in the context of the nuclear age and tremendous importance.
Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
We are giving faith to your brother. It was the consequence that in the other address. And among the Hindus, there is
all Brahmins.
Now, yes, it is in Brahmins. I am Krishna. I am
Krishna. Restatement of Hinduism.
It all comes to creating reinterpretation.
So the creating reinterpretation. We are accepting Brahmin, Satya, especially Brahmin.
Are we going to have any Kirtan tonight? What is the program? What do we...
Has
Swamiji wishes?
Yes.
Tell me before dinner, before food.
So, it is very interesting, scientific.
Science is a great knowledge.
Yes.
It is a great thunderbolt. It is a great
yes.
Yes.
Who can answer any?
Yes, you will answer.
We had a
Niharam Vivabhastam. Niharam Vivabhastam. Kiji. Very good. The better means that way to rectify the world situation. But simply by accepting the practical, everything can be shown. The example is given, Niharam Vivabhastam. That is, there is form, if there is sunlight in it, distributed. You cannot distribute it in any energy. You may have some scientific process and research that way, program, evolution, and so this one goal will clear energy. So my appeal to all intelligent classes is come here, talk about the system of consciousness, philosophy, and accept it, and execute it. That is my appeal. I think in 1925 I went to Kashi.
Really? Before I was born, sir.
Yes. What is your birthday?
1931.
And your father?
My father must have been born in 1895. He passed away, no, my parents
passed away. I was born in 1896.
96, so I was 16 years. He was born in about 16 years. How do we organize this? Are you going to do it, or what's going to happen? You sit where you are, you sort of group together. So what do you want? Piece of paper?
He wants to write the word for the mantra.
How is that?
He wants.
Wait, just mantra. I don't
know. I don't know. I
Thank you. There's just this children in the world. You know, they've been brought up with doing Krishna, but it must be one of the reasons, actually, why I consider it less, you know.
They take it very lightly.
What is this little story, these two little things standing here? Sometime back you call the jungle the Sankhavati.
Is this from the Bhagavata?
Yes. You mean our High Commissioner?
Yes.
He's also very much a believer. He does the Surya Namaskar and things of that nature.
Anyway, but
I was thinking, though, if you have a carbon copy, we could send it to my godbrothers for the birthday.
Because he's already the 26th, 46th.
Every day there's people from a lot of the Indian community which you know they're everywhere. They're beautiful. People are always amazed. And all the jewelry and all the boots and all the dresses we make them ourselves, the people are amazed. They're so beautiful. They're very big, fun, and
they're very
I am no correspondent between the one, Professor Kapa, and he said that.